Hello, my name is R.K. Joshi. You are listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking.
So does money make the world go round?
No, see, actually, I have nothing against money. In fact, I lived a miserable life in that without money. So I know the value of money. It's not that it is not. But you would get it. You don't have to be after it, I guess. After it. It will come to you if... And actually, again, this Indian philosophy, also as Mahatma Gandhi had also only said that earlier, that there is everything plenty in this world. For the needs, but not to the greed, not to the greeds of the people. So it's that, you know.
It's
there, so you share and you will. But if you are, obviously you have to travel around and you. Now I have come from there or here, I had to beg, borrow, steal, or request, or take it out from the kitty, and I come here. So sure, isn't that? But it comes, you know. No great big deal in that way. So if you are, you price your knowledge-giving activity, you are doomed. Well, I know that the downstairs people will not agree with that. But okay, they have their view, I have my view, so it's okay.
One more question. Do you have rituals? Is there something that you do, say, every morning before you start work?
Yes, I think that this, I have not told to anybody so far, but my people at home, they know that as soon as I get up, first thing I will do is I will give some water to some plant. This is the first act I do every day. And then, of course, you know, since now you ask me, because this is not known in India also, because India also they don't know how I do the things at home. Yeah. Anyway, so you asked me. After I give water to the plant, any plant, if no plant is there, then I will only say that this is for the plant. Okay, yeah. Because on Indian scene, all provisions are there. If no plant is there, I mean the hotel, I stay there, there's no plant in that way. I can't open the doors over there and do that. But if a small thing is there, I would go and do that, and I do it every time. Every day I do that. First thing I do it to give water to a plant. Then I would stand to the east, facing to the east, so to know the east is important for me. Not to have my travel around, but at least for my morning ritual. So I stand over there and I drink for the east, I drink for the north, southeast, then I drink for the south, southwest, and west, northwest, so for all, and then the up, the direction up and down. So there are 10 directions. So I move in that all the time. I show water glass everywhere, and then I sip only a small sip all the time. So small sips in their name. I do that. Come out means if the space is there, and I towards again sun, I stand over there, try to stand on one leg, and hold some water in my hand, and I have to chant Gayatri mantra for 10 times. So 5 on this leg and 5 on that leg. Of course, one leg is stronger than the other one, so I can't stand too much on one leg, but I do that. So that I drink. So that is the ritual of me every day, anywhere I go, in India or abroad anywhere.
We have one more request. Could you recite one of your poems for us?
Actually, I'm a bad poet. Because bad poet, why I say? Because I don't have my poem by heart. You know, in India, I don't know here how the poets behave, but in India, they are... poets from the North Belt, they recite poems like mad, one page after another page. They don't look anywhere. It comes out of them. I God, I said, "Kya karte hai? Kahan se aata hai? From where did it come from? And how can they recite their poem about 8 page long and no stumbling, no stuttering, and no." So I said, "God, I mean, that's some type of poem it is. I am the dead opposite. I don't even remember my poems. Once I wrote actually that I can't find my poems in my house. So I write a new poem."
That's a good solution. If you can.
I have one final question. Which is more powerful, the written word or the spoken word?
Always spoken word.
Thank you very much for this conversation.
Yes, and I'm saying this though I was attending here in an ATIPI who believes in written word. So they asked us yesterday, what are the areas you think are important for us to probe into? And so after 3-4 people suggested that, I said another area is a speech. Unless we really now get our attention to the speech, the spoken word, we will lag behind. And so milli-willi, that word has come on the board. Speech and writing. That's it. ATIPI Lisbon 2006.
Yes.
It takes so many years for calligraphers and typographers and type designers and printers and all these people who have worked on the entire written words. It was the spoken word first. And actually, to end on this, it is actually said in Sanskrit, it is called Akashasya Dharmaha Shravanasya Pratiti. Means it is, the word is everywhere in the sky. Everywhere is in the sky. Akashasya dharma. Akashasya dharma is what? The sky's thing is what? Shabda, the word. And Shravanasya Prachinti means the experience of listening. Is that Shabda? It is the spoken word. So, spoken word comes first.
Which is one point for type radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
TypeRadio.org. Brought to you by Donald Beekman, Lisa Enevis, and Underwear. Stay tuned.